Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast on what is a very, very wet Thursday outside with me. I don't know what it's like with you. As always, these podcasts are sponsored by quantum.co.uk. Do check out their website if you're needing help. Sarah may well be able to give it to you. It's definitely worth looking at, I think. Question for you, and I'm going to then answer it. Is England a Christian country any longer? And the reason I'm saying that is a headline that caught my eye, which is that Ramadan lights are on display in central London over Easter. Yes. The Telegraph reports that the Ramadan lights will be on display in London's West End over the Easter weekend. The holy month, the most significant in the Islamic calendar, is being celebrated with lights in Oxford Street and between Piccadilly Circus and Leicester Square. They were switched on earlier this month by Muslim Sadiq Khan, London's mayor, after Westminster's Labour-run council gave the go-ahead. This year marks the second year that the Muslim celebration has been marked with illuminations in central London. So there you go, my friends. Now, here's a simple question. Why is this happening? Well, I'll tell you why this is happening. Because the UK, but England in particular, is morphing into an Islamic country. And you mightn't want to believe that, but that is absolutely the truth of it. And when you get these radicals, which Sadiq Khan is, let's be fair, political radical, in situ, he sees no issues with, it's Easter time to put up the Ramadan lights. And the insult to Christians is, it's so obvious. You go to Karachi in Pakistan this time of the year and see if they've got the Easter lights up. Of course not. They don't recognize Easter as having any significance. It's an Islamic country. Pakistan is an Islamic country. The UK was a Christian country and has some of the vestiges of that Christianity, but they are fast disappearing. This should not be allowed. There should be zero Ramadan lights up in any public space in the UK. Zero, not one. Should there be Christmas decorations? Yes, because Christmas, the clue's in the name, isn't it? And so I'm not even going to have to defend that. But should there, we don't put up Easter lights, I don't think. But we put up Christmas lights. That's become a British tradition. But instead, these British traditions are being subverted. And you can see there that it's the Labour-run Westminster Council that said thumbs up to Ramadan at Easter. And, this is at the same time as yesterday we talked about the fact that Cadbury's have removed the word Easter from some of their Easter eggs. And it's gradual, my friends, this, but it's gradual, but it's very real. Bit by bit, every outward and visible symbol of Christianity is being contorted and slowly but surely erased. And when I talked about the Pakistan flag that was flown up the over Westminster Abbey, I just see that as symbolic. I mean, I couldn't care less when it happened. But the fact that the Islamic crescent could fly over a major Christian cathedral, that tells you all you need to know. And it's done with approval. This is the thing. You know, this could not happen by Muslims simply wishing it. No. Although, admittedly, in the case of Sadiq Khan, obviously he's pretty much on the right page. But it's done because demified Western liberals, progressives, leftists, however you want to call them, they're going with it. They are actually embracing their own demise with some glee. They love it. So, the thing about the Islamic ideology in particular is it's a conquering ideology. It's a conquering ideology, and that's exactly what it's doing here in our country. There's not enough people prepared to take a stand against it, because if they do, you know what they're going to say. Oh, my God, you're an Islamophobe. No, I'm not. But I am a proud Christian. I'm a strong Christian. I believe in Christian values. And I don't think that it is in any way acceptable that the Easter week, this week we're in, I mean, is a very important week in the Christian calendar. And of course, others know that as well. That's why they like to take the proverbial by stringing up the Ramadan lights. And I wonder how long before Ramadan lights appear across many other major cities and towns throughout the UK where there is a significant minority population. And how come that it's Islam that's being pandered to in this way? No other faith get this kind of treatment. But Islam is particularly singled out for the special treatment. And you know why that is, and I know why that is as well. Fear. Fear drives the authorities to kowtow to Islam in general. And anyway, regardless of whatever the driver is, imagine at Easter time wandering down Oxford Street in Piccadilly Circus and seeing Ramadan lights if you are a Christian. Of course, you shouldn't be wandering down Oxford Street or Piccadilly Circus because those are absolute sewers. That's what they have become under the guise of the gaze of Sadiq Khan. So, you know, I guess the best thing to do is stay away from London. But that doesn't mean that one day the Ramadan lights are going to be coming for your city or your town. And then what will you do? Thanks for listening.